The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth.
All right, let's do this. 609-700-WLW. This is R&L Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister with a triple play tonight. Sports Talk into the inside pitch into Reds baseball and then Kelsey Chevrolet extra innings after the game. So I guess a quadruple play tonight. I will be involved in three of those four. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Let's get to it with the headlines. Then we go. The Reds are in the Windy City to open a three-game series versus the Cubs at Wrigley. Luis Castillo gets the ball with reports of Yankee scouts in the stands with other scouts expected. Inside pitch starting at 7:05 here on 700 WLW. The Reds traded catcher Sandy Leon to Cleveland for cash consideration today. He was at AAA and made one trip on the Reds taxi squad. They have called up catcher Mike Papirski. They claimed him on waivers from the Giants on Saturday. They have sent catcher Chris Oakey back to AAA Louisville. Papirski is 26 years old, a switch-hitting catcher. He's played in five major league games, all five this season with the Giants. Bengals training camp kicks off on Wednesday, July 27th. The reigning AFC champs scheduled to hold 12 open practices back together Saturday on July 30th is the fans' opportunity to watch the Bengals practice inside of Paul Brown Stadium. Dan Horton and Dave Lapham will provide live commentary throughout the practice. Photo opportunities include photos with the Lamar Hunt Trophy, Ruler of the Jungle Throne, and Tiger Pillars used for the player intros. Kid-friendly activities, free to all fans. Include inflatables, face painting, balloon artists. Get the schedule and ticket information for Back Together Saturday on my blog, 700WLW.com. By the way, 75 days until the Bengals open the season versus the Steelers at Paul Brown Stadium. The Athletic has released their annual NFL 40 Under 40 list. The young coaches, execs, agents, and other rising stars who are shaping the NFL, three Bengals on the list, Zach Taylor, Brian Callahan, and Elizabeth Blackburn. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin is signing a three-year extension worth up to $71 million in new money that places him among the NFL's highest or the top five highest paid wide receivers in the game, according to reports. It includes a $28 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to any wide receiver. The New York Post reports former Bengal Andrew Whitworth will be part of Prime Video's Thursday night NFL game coverage. Source tells the Post Whit won't be a desk analyst, but will play a role as a contributor. Soccer FC Cincinnati will welcome New York City FC for a Wednesday night clash at TQL Stadium. The Orange and Blue can move into the top three in the East with a win. Match time 7:30 on ESPN 1530. Tennis today. Wimbledon back after a year-long absence from injury. Serena Williams falls to 24-year-old Harmony Tan of France. Serena dropped the first set, rallied back to take the second, was then broken serving for the match in the third set, went up 4-love in the tiebreak, lost the tiebreak 10-7 in three-plus hours of excruciating-to-follow tennis. High drama. The Florence Yalls, in another baseball note, start a seven-game road trip at the Washington Wild Things tonight. Florence has won 10 of 13. 10 winners announced today for the Johnny Bench Awards, which honor the top NCAA Division I male and female college catchers, along with the top high school baseball and softball catchers from Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and West Virginia. Winners include Jimmy Nugent from Baden High School. Congratulations to him. Those are your headlines. For everything else you've missed, do this. Go to my blog. You'll find it at 700WLW.com. The blog is presented by my friends at Modern Office Methods. You think your technology is safe? Better think again. At Modern Office Methods, they know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Check out momnet.com. That's M-O-M, momnet.com. On the blog right now at 700WLW.com, I have thoughts on my Who Day Caravan, video of what Barry Larkin did on this date in Reds history, video of what Mike Tyson did on this date in boxing history. It is all in one spot for you. It is free. Check it out when you get a chance. The blog at 700WLW.com. All right, we're busy in this hour. Coming up after the bottom of the hour at 6:35, Mike Murphy joins us to tell the latest chapter in a really cool story involving Grandma's scorecard. We had him on 2 years ago. there's now an update to the story. It's a story that's impossible not to love. But up next, there is a Cincinnati connection to the Stanley Cup. Colorado Avalanche winning on Sunday night. The story behind that and our guest as we continue. We are up and running. Thanks for being here. It's R&L Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet on 700 WLW.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Urology provides expert care for urologic cases, including prostate conditions. Visit uchealth.com for details. The accident's cleared South 71 past Gilbert and Redding, and the backup is gone there. An accident remains on the right shoulder of Mitchell's entrance ramp to northbound 75. And a decent backup on northbound 71 as you're headed to Millville. It's before Hamilton New London Road. And you're just a bit steady now on northbound 71, getting past Red Bank. Rob Williams, News Radio 700 WLW.
Tonight, mostly clear and a low down to 56. Then coming for Wednesday, it's sunshine and warmer, my high 87. At night, fair skies and a low down to 61. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
They were tired of living their 9-to-5 lives, so they decided to do something about it. They quit their jobs and sold their home and now travel the world in a decommissioned submarine.
It's a little tough to see the world when you're always underwater.
You know, you're being negative again.
Join the fun on the Submarine Family Podcast.
This sucks.
Shut up. There are a lot of shows to listen to these days. Make sure it's a show worth your time. I suggest The Scott Sloan Show.
Look, I'm about the real stuff. You have the problems and the issues that actually affect you. But I also make sure we have a little fun along the way.
Check out Sloaney tomorrow morning at 9 on 700 WLW. And be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by Ohio Department of Transportation.
Move over crashes in Ohio have reached an all-time high. It's up to all of us to move over and slow down for stopped vehicles with...
...621-700-WLW. This is R&L Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. Glad to have you aboard. The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup Sunday night, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning. There is a Cincinnati connection to the Cup. Donnie White is an equipment manager with the Avalanche. He's from Norwood, went to Norwood High School. Listener Jason Hewitt tweeted me last night during the show and gave me the heads up, and I said to him, I said, you got to get him on. So he has hooked me up with Donnie, and here he is. Let's welcome in Donnie White. Donnie, Lance McAllister, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I am fantastic. What have the last 48 hours been like in your life?
Not a lot of sleep, a lot of celebrating.
take me back a little bit here. How long have you been with the Avalanche?
This is only my second year in Colorado. I was in Charlotte for 10 years prior to that in the American Hockey League. And I've been all over the place.
How old are you?
40.
I'm told by Donnie, and fill in the blanks here, he said maybe when you guys were younger that you were around like the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks and Cyclones at the Gardens. Were you helping them out, or what were you doing with them at a younger age?
Yeah, that's sort of how it started. Whenever the Ducks moved to the Gardens, I was always around there and started helping out. Met the equipment manager then. And it just evolved and evolved every year. And then went to school and played baseball. And then when I came back, I just started doing that all the time. And then took a assistant job in Houston in the American League with the Houston Aeros. And then that's where it just took off from there. And I've just been doing this ever since in different cities.
Donnie, let me ask you a dumb question. Describe your job. What does being an equipment manager entail?
You just have to take care of the players, make sure they have everything they need to succeed. Sharpening skates, ordering stuff, gloves, repairing stuff, anything they need, really. Bunch of ordering, bunch of skate sharpening, and a bunch of moving stuff around from city to city, really.
take me back to Sunday night when the Avalanche win it all. I saw a photo. You got to hoist the cup on the ice. Take me to that moment and how incredibly cool that must have been.
Just a dream come true, really. Like, I was standing there with next to Joe Sakic. Actually, there's a few pictures of that. And everybody, basically all the older guys on the team get it. And then it moves to the coaches, and then it comes to the staff. And then it was a dream come true. That's what you do the job now, for, really, to be the last game of the year and win it.
Now, I guess as things go, each player or maybe member of the organization gets a day with the cup. Do you know, will you get a day with the cup?
I do get a day with the cup. I'm not sure when it is yet, but it will definitely be in Cincinnati this summer at some point.
Okay, Donnie, understand here. Yeah. You're a Cincinnati native. You went to Norwood High School. You're 40 years old. You're on the Stanley Cup champs, and you are going to get to spend 24 hours toting around the Stanley Cup trophy. My goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, if you have time, if you're plotting out your schedule, if you find time, carve out a few minutes and bring it in studio with me, and we'll talk about it on the air. How about that? I'm already getting on your schedule for the summer. How's that?
You're starting early. You got to.
Yeah. Now, do you get, I would assume, I would assume, Donnie, you get a ring as well for the Stanley Cup, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yep. Yeah. When I was in Charlotte, we won the Calder Cup in 2019, and I toted that bad boy around for a while, too.
Oh, the other thing I was going to ask you about the cup, I've seen the video. Which member of the Avalanche during the team photo was carrying the cup to the group, and I guess he slipped and fell, and did he actually dent the Stanley Cup trophy?
Yeah, he did. It was Nicholas Bukovel. Yeah, he skated, and then, I don't know, he fell. It was obviously before any celebrating, really. And, he must have tripped over a wire or something. I don't know. Couldn't have been this big thing, that's for sure.
Exactly right. We're talking with Donnie White. He's a member of the Avalanche organization. He's an equipment manager. They won the Stanley Cup on Sunday night, and we're talking about the experience. Will there be a parade coming up in the city for the team, I assume?
Yeah, I believe it's Thursday. I don't really have much details on it yet, but I know it's Thursday at some point.
I also understand.
We have like a team picture. Go ahead. Sorry.
When's the team picture on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday morning, and then straight to the parade.
I understand you are a huge Bengals fan. Boy, this has been a hell of a year for you with your teams.
Yeah, it's been really good. The team sent me to the Super Bowl too, which was pretty amazing.
No, wait, Avalanche sent you to the Super Bowl to watch your Bengals?
Yeah, the players got together and sent me to the Super Bowl to watch the Bengals. It was amazing.
Holy cow. I went back this morning and watched on the Avalanche Twitter feed. There was video back on January the 31st, and in the locker room, they awarded you the team puck. Tell me about that moment.
Oh, yeah. That was, I believe it was the Kansas City game, I believe. Or the Raiders game. I believe it was the Raiders game, because that game was right before ours, so I was watching it. And everybody actually gathered around basically to watch it with me, because I was going nuts and freaking out. And they ended up winning, obviously. And then after the game, they was glad I could pull it together and be there for our game.
Absolutely incredible. Now, I mentioned you went to Norwood High School. Do you have family around the area? Do you get back here often?
Yeah, I come back. I come back a couple times during the summer, usually. It was a little easier before because I lived a lot closer, but I still try to get back. I have a brother that lives in Reading, and then a mother, brother, and mom live in Lebanon, and my grandparents live in Milford.
Unbelievable. So about, Yeah, that is outstanding. Well, big ups to your friend Jason Hewitt, who reached out to me last night and hooked me up. And thanks to you for making this work. I know I confused you on which day I wanted you on. Actually, I confused myself on which day I wanted you on. I appreciate you making it happen tonight. This was a blast. I am so happy for you. This is a really cool story. And keep enjoying this thing. And keep me in mind, if you're back with that cup, you're free to bring it by anytime you want, all right?
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have you got it. In. Thanks, Donnie. Take care, Donnie.
Thank you. You too.
There you go. How about that? Donnie White, Pride of Norwood High School, 40 years old and a member of the Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup Championship hockey team. He got, I mean, the photo of him, and he just matter-of-fact says, yeah, I was standing next to Joe Sakic, one of the greatest of all time, hoisting the cup, and he gets a ring, and he's going to be at the parade, and he gets a day with the cup. It's incredible. All right, when we come back, another really cool story. It involves Grandma's scorecard. Wait till you hear this story. We talked with our guest 2 years ago. The story's added a chapter. Details to follow. We've reached the bottom of the hour. Let's check news. It's the Arnell Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
More testimony in the latest hearing with the 630 report on Sean Gallagher, breaking now. There was new stunning testimony by a former top aide in the Trump administration in the latest hearing held by the January 6th House Select Committee as she provided details about the former president's behavior the day of the U.S. Capitol attack.
Former top White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson saying several Secret Service agents described Donald Trump's rage inside his secure car when an agent refused to drive him to join the January 6th Capitol marchers.
The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president. Taking up to the Capitol now.
And then agents told Hutchinson that Mr. Trump tried to strangle Agent Bobby Engel.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Hutchinson saying other agents verified that account was true. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Now the latest traffic and weather together.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Urology provides expert care for urologic cases, including prostate conditions. Visit uchealth.com for details. Things much improved on 71 both directions from downtown to 275. 75 looks really good between the lateral and paddock, and there is an accident in Ross Township on northbound 26.
Latest forecast from the Train Heating and Cooling Weather Center on News Radio 700 WLW.
Tonight, mostly clear and a low down to 56. Then coming for Wednesday, it's sunshine and warmer. My high 87. At night, fair skies and a low down to 61. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
Radar showing a sunny sky right now. Our temperature 80 degrees. Free bus rides are coming this summer in Cincinnati.
The Dump the Pump promotion starts this 4th of July weekend, runs through Labor Day. 10 weekends of free bus rides offered by Metro.
Thanks to the passage of Issue 7 back in 2020, we've been able to roll out a lot of new improvements to our service and even new improvements on our weekend service. And so we want people to take a look at our new routes.
Brandy Jones with Metro, which is taking advantage of high gas prices to try and catch the attention of people who are looking to save money. I'm Matt Reese. News Radio 700 WLW.
A motion to remove Charles McMicken's name from all spaces on the University of Cincinnati campus approved by the Board of Trustees today. McMicken is known for providing land where UC's campus was built, but he was also a slave owner. In addition to renaming buildings with his name on them, the university will also change digital displays to have a more transparent view of McMicken's history and connection to the university. Bengals training camp starts in less than a month and the schedule is out. Camp gets underway July 27th. 12 practices will be open to the public at the Kettering Health practice fields, all of them starting at 2:15 in the afternoon, gates opening at 1:30. On July 30th, Back Together Saturday will be held, the only practice inside Paul Brown Stadium open to fans. Tickets go on sale for that July 14th. Season ticket holders will get an email about access of those tickets on July 12th. The Reds opening a series in Chicago tonight against the Cubs. The inside pitch will start our coverage at 7:05. The first pitch at 8:05 from Wrigley Field. Checking the final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 491 points, NASDAQ dropping 343, and the S&P down 79 points. Our next update is at 7 o'clock. I'm Sean Gallagher, News Radio 700 WLW. Men, if-
637 700 WLW. This is Arnell Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. Happy to have you here. Baseball's on the way tonight. I've got the inside pitch. Setting it up, coming up after the top of the hour. Minnie Lee Algis was born in Madison County, Kentucky in 1906. She loved the Cincinnati Reds. She always listened to Al Michaels and Joe Nuxall and then Marty and Joe and always kept score. From 1973 to 1991, to the age of 86, she passed away in 1996 at the age of 90. Her grandson found those scorebooks and started posting various games and the scorecard she kept on Twitter. He joined me about 2 years ago on Sports Talk to discuss the whole concept. Well, he's taken the next step and created a website for these scorecards, Grandma's Scorebook. For more on that, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Mike Murphy. Mike, Lance McAllister, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lance. Thank you for having me back on. Excited to be back. I told you 2 years ago that I knew I wanted to do something with these scorebooks, didn't quite know what. So the last 2 years I've been developing this website, so I'm glad to share it with everybody.
Unbelievable. Let's backtrack a little bit for those who maybe didn't hear you the first time. Just tell people about your grandma's love for the Reds and her passion for keeping score.
So grandma was a shut-in. She never had a driver's license. She lived down the street from us. So every night she started keeping score at the age of 67 after she retired, and she started keeping score listening to the Reds game. And on the website, there's a section of it to where it says how it started. And you can see where it started off on a single envelope that she had discarded on the table, wrote on the back of it. Next day, went to a basketball scorecard. Then we got half sheets of paper that she would write one team at the top of one. And then you would have to flip it over and see the other team at the bottom. Then it got to a notebook. But I also, Lance, want to make sure your listeners know, this all started during the pandemic. It was Easter weekend, and I came across your blog about your Easter tradition with your grandmother looking at or she giving you a box of baseball cards every Easter. So when I read that, I was touched. And then I knew grandma's scorebooks were in my attic, and that's when I went and pulled them out. And then I started throwing them out on Twitter. And then you saw him, and then you reached out and said, hey, why don't you come on the show, which I thought was pretty cool because you inspired it a little bit. And then you noticed it organically on Twitter and reached out. And that's kind of just how it started. I knew, well, if people are interested in this, I think I might have something, and I wanted to do something with the scorebooks. Lance, I've always felt sort of guilty with my family because I've had these scorebooks in my possession and I haven't really been able to share them in any feasible way. So I thought, for posterity reasons, for future generations, I said, I've got to be able to have a website no matter where you live in this country, part of the family. You would be able to go to this website and pull up any of her games that you were interested in. So that's kind of the idea behind the website.
Mike, what is the, give us an idea of the size of the collection of scorecards.
So she has 19 different seasons, 73 to 91. We don't have the 74 season, the 81, and the 88. Those got some water damage, so we don't really have those. So in all, there's about 3,000 scorecards. But on the website, that only captures what I've got posted, about 15%. There was no way I could upload every one of the scorecards. So what I did is she loved the playoffs. So even if the Reds weren't in it, she kept score for every ALCS game, every NLCS game, and every World Series game. She loved the All-Star game. So on the website, there's different categories. I've uploaded all of her playoff games. So any playoff game that she scored, they're in it. You can go search by the year. If you're not a Reds fan, you're a Yankees fan, you can search by the year, whatever. You don't have to look through all of them. So we've got those. And then I have categories for debuts and firsts. Player's very first game, their first hit, their first walk, or their first save, their first win, their first home run, their first grand slam. let's be honest, when you make it to the bigs, your first thing that anything you do is a pretty remarkable event. And when you go to those events, those artifacts, make sure you appreciate the detail, because she actually would, right next to it, first major league hit, right next to whatever it was, or first or 100th wow. home run or 1,000. So when you see a score, an artifact, I'm trying to take the legwork and just all of those things. So I've got all the records and milestones, George Foster's 100th home run, 200th. I've got all of those things.
And so, Mike, what you're describing is not just a piece of paper that has a game account on it. This is a love story. This is a passion for the game of baseball. And I even love what she wrote next to the Tom Browning perfect game. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was a rainout. She tried to stay up. It was a long day. I mean, that rainout, I think, was 2 hours, maybe more than 2 hours. She goes to bed and misses it. And then, you know, she just writes in her little note, best game of the year, just my luck, I miss it. Now, Lance, there's all kinds of other categories in there for where she talks about going to bed because she's got church in the morning, or where she's canning peaches and cherries, and you can actually see the peach stains on her scorecard. And the next-door neighbor came and went. Now, Grandma was in her 80s. Next-door neighbor knocks on her door and wants her to help her plant her tree. And, I mean, this lady's 80 years old out helping people plant trees. It's just – so it's got all of those little fun things. So it's the idea is you don't have to be a baseball fan to appreciate it, because there's something in there for everybody.
Mike, give us an idea of the reaction from Twitter to now it's in website form. And you referenced a conversation and a mention that David Cone and Paul O'Neill had about this. Tell that story.
Well, this is the power of Grandma. Now, I've only got about 1,500 followers on Twitter, but it's great because I have really connected with some really fun people. Now, this is the power of Grandma. It was a midweek game in late September, and I'm sitting – the Reds aren't even on TV, so I'm sitting on the couch, and my phone starts blowing up, and I'm getting like 60 new followers in like 30 seconds. I'm like, oh my goodness, what has happened? The Reds aren't playing. What's going on? So I look at the profiles of the people following. It's New York people. And somebody sent me a Twitter screen capture where they, David Cone, during the middle of the Yankees Blue Jays game, mentions the Paul O'Neill talking about scorebooks. Hey, have you seen Grandma's Red scorebook on Twitter, Paulie? And he says, no. He says, you need to. It's a good one. Well, unfortunately, Lance, as soon as he says that, the guy grounds out to the shortstop at the end of the inning, and he can't elaborate on anything. So as soon as he mentions it, and I'm like, that's just my luck. I feel like Grandma with the Tom Browning perfect game. I'm like, here David Cone is in New York, and something, you know, he mentioned it. And I'm like, that's pretty incredible. That's one of my most favorite memories so far.
Absolutely. We're talking with Mike Murphy. He has put together and gone from Twitter now to the website, Grandma's Scorebook. And if listeners right now go to grandmascorebook.com, what's going to be there that they can look through? Give us the format of the website.
So you got her history to relearn about how it started, how I got involved, you know, that I lived down the street and I would go to her house every morning. When school was out, hey, Grandma, Johnny Bench hit a home run. We've got that whole relationship. So that's how I got in possession of the books, because she lived down the street from me, and I would wear her out every day about let's look through her scorebook. So you've got those parts. You've got go to the artifacts and click on the categories. Do not fall asleep on the non-random baseball games, like the scorebook covers where she would write all of her little notes. Letters to family, just anything that I found in there, I try to categorize it. So it just shows you that it became her journal. I mean, this, it wasn't just a scorebook. I like to say her scorebook actually had a heartbeat, and it really did. So that's just kind of what I wanted to capture.
No doubt. And you have certainly done that. And I know you have a connection and you certainly understand and appreciate the history of Joe Nuxall and a connection to the Joe Nuxall Miracle League, correct?
Absolutely. So there's a donate button on the top of the website. So I would, you know, Grandma, absolutely. She adored Joe. I mean, you will see it. Look in the Marty says, Joe says section where, you know, Joe said it was 104 innings, and Grandma writes, I have 103 and two-thirds, and Marty says six home runs, and I'm looking. I can only count five, but I'll double-check. And So those guys, Marty and Joe, those were, you know, those guys were her life every night. She looked forward to it every night. So I was just thinking, you know, if people visit the site and they've got the funds available, and if it's the content they like, you know, have some fun with it. Customize a donation to the Joe Nutsaw Miracle League, and maybe your Red's favorite number. You know, give a Joe Morgan $8, Johnny Bench $5, Tony Perez 14, I mean 24. So just that was just it. To where if we could bring some good out of it, that was just an opportunity for people to do so. But Lance, one thing that I've always come back to was when I was doing this website, sometimes it did feel overwhelming. But I read that Marty Brenneman quote that's on the main page to where he talks about, you know, just a two-sentence quote, and he uses incredible, incomprehensible, unbelievable, and mind-boggling. I mean, that's a Hall of Famer saying what her work was. I mean, just I get cold chills reading that every day. And I was with my mom last night. I told Mom, I said, Mom, I read this every day. She said, Michael, I do too. So, I mean, it's just when you read that, that gives it instant credibility. And just knowing that, and, you know, that guy talks for a living. And for him to be that complimentary of it, that was just really touching to me.
If you want to check it out, the Twitter feed is G Scorebook, at G Scorebook, and the website Grandma's Scorebook. Hey, I can't tell you how cool it is to hook up with you again. I'm so blown away by this concept and what it started as and what it's evolved into. Job well done, and it's just really cool to hear your love and passion for your grandma and her passion for baseball, and to put it in this format, I think it's very well done. So congratulations, and thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Lance. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mike, take care. There you go. Mike Murphy, Grandma's Scorebook. What an unbelievably cool concept. 2 years ago, we talked with him the first time, and when you go there and she had her own way of scoring. It was a unique way of scoring, and you look at it and you say, what did that mean? And then you look at it and say, oh, I know what she was doing on that in that inning. Love it. Take a time out and come back. We got to hustle. Head towards the top of the hour and a check on news at 7, then the inside pitch for the Reds and Cubs. This is Arnell Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
When our town cries out for morning excitement,
please, Mike McConnell, help!
One man answers the call. Mike McConnell, sworn to use his powers to make your morning super. He deploys his circle of champions. Jennifer Ketchmark with weather, Chuck Ingram with traffic, and Seg Dennison with sports. Mike McConnell with superhero wit and wisdom and a mighty morning voice.
You know, it does seem kind of heroic, then.
Tomorrow morning at 5 on 700 WLW.
Make this the year you go to our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
It would be news time here on 700 WLW. This is Arnell Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. I am on Twitter. I would be honored if you followed at Lance McAllister. It allows you to follow along with the show, contribute to the show, inside the show, and outside the show. I've also got a podcast. Check that out through the iHeartRadio app, and it's 700WLW.com. It is time for our weekly award winners feature. It is brought to you by Brandstetter's Kangaroof, one of the area's most awarded roofing contractors, a recommended roofer with the technical seal of safety and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Brandstetter's Kangaroof. Each week, we recognize a Reds Award winner through the history of the franchise. A hitter, pitcher, manager, front office, you name it. The Reds have had 10 moments, occasions, where they won the MVP award. Ernie Lombardi, the first in 1938, Joey Votto, the most recent in 2010. One pitcher won an MVP award, Bucky Walters, in 1939. The Reds collected 6 of the 10 MVP awards in the 70s. Only one player in franchise history won it twice. Joe Morgan, back-to-back 1975 and 76 as the most dominant and exciting player in the game. Speed, power, batting average, batting eye. He would strike fear into opposing pitchers. He was a run waiting to happen. He hit 324 over those two seasons, a combined 44 homers, 246 walks, 220 runs scored, 205 runs driven in, and 127 stolen bases. He led the National League in on-base percentage each season, OPS each season, and OPS plus in each season. He was successful stealing 87% of the time in those two seasons. Heck, from 1972 to 76, Morgan, those 5 years, he finished fourth, fourth, eighth, first, and first in MVP voting in the National League. In 75, he received 21.5 of the 24 first-place votes. The next year, he received 19 of the 24 first-place votes. George Foster was the only other player to get votes. And oh, by the way, Joe Morgan won the Gold Glove in each of his MVP seasons. And oh, by the way, he only struck out 52 times and 41 times in those two seasons. Joe Morgan, one of two second basemen to win multiple MVP awards, the other, Roger Hornsby. 32 individuals have won the MVP award more than once in their career. But since the baseball writers started handing out the award in 1931, just 13 players have won it back-to-back. Joe Morgan went back-to-back in 1975 and 1976. That is our weekly award winners feature. It is brought to you by Brandstetter's Kangaroo Roof, one of the area's most awarded roofing contractors, a recommended roofer with the technical seal of safety and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Brandstetter's Kangaroo Roof. Man, we've done Frank Robinson, Rookie of the Year, Bucky Walters, Triple Crown for pitchers, Jack McKinney.